Somewhere in the universe, there's a road. A road that lies somewhere between the hopes and nightmares of every individual who travels upon it. But along this road lies a place just to the right of reality. A place so few people ever visit, called the Bed and Burrow.
They were all such fucking retards, Anna. It's like they all knew I was coming and purposefully put that big bear in place just to keep me out. As if nobody ever tried to crash a wedding before.
How did they even know?
Who the fuck cares at this point? The point was that they knew. They knew that Johnny loved me. They did everything they could to keep him from looking at me. He should have been mine. I'm the hottest bitch he'll ever meet in his life. I have money. I have class. What the fuck does Olivia have?
I haven't actually met her. Is she pretty?
If you put a wedding gown on a potato, you're about halfway to how ugly she is.
Maybe Johnny is just stupid.
Maybe. If he was smart, he would have dumped that mutt and married me. I am so tired of dealing with men like Johnny. Seriously, I'm done.
You always say that. You always go looking after about a month.
No, it's different this time. I'm not going abstinent or anything. I just need me a stud or something. Just a good-looking guy that every girl can see and just feel jealous that they aren't me. Scritch City is full of guys like that.
You aren't going to the Tailhole Club, are you?
I'm not that desperate. Wrong part of town for me anyways. Don't want to get my car stolen while I'm in there getting gangbanged. No, I was thinking of something more like the Railroad Club.
Do you know Miss Silky?
I've met her before. The guys at her club are usually pretty classy. I'm sure she'll let me in long enough to peruse the livestock in there.
Is that what we're calling you now?
I just want a man! I want someone who fucking adores me and won't ever look at anyone else but me. That's what I fucking want. And he's got to be absolutely fucking studly too. Like a big fucking cock.
Do guys like that even exist outside of magazines?
I should be in magazines. Why the fuck is this trip taking so long?
Portrait of a rich and comely poodle woman by the name of Priscilla Lollydop. She's just driving back from a failed attempt to rip her supposed lover out of the arms of another. In what some might call a hopeless case, she plans to return to Scritch City to find the man of her dreams, but, as Miss Priscilla Lollydop already knows, some plans don't always work out. You see, Priscilla doesn't know it yet, but despite this road being so straight and narrow, her life is about to take a very strange turn in a different direction. A proof of fact that not every person's path is leading to where they think they're going, and not everything they think they want is what they ultimately desire. But Priscilla is about to learn a hidden truth about herself off the beaten path, in a place known as the Bed and Burrow.
Seriously, I haven't even passed a car for hours. I thought Scritch City was the most popular place in the whole state.
It might be their off season.
That didn't even make any sense. I just want to get home and start looking for the hottest guy in the world. Is that too much to ask?
I think just the kidding is easy. Don't do anything you might regret.
Anna?
Hello?
Go wrong today, as if this road wasn't boring enough. Oh my god! What the fuck happened? Fuck you, car! We're in the middle of fucking nowhere! All you had to do was get me to Scritch City, you fucking piece of junk! Maybe I got a signal now. Fuck! I'm gonna die out here. Wait. There's a sign over there. The Bed and Burrow. They might have a working phone. Ugh, fine. I guess I don't have any other choice. God, this stupid day. Fuck you, day!